Hey guys, what's up? Just thought I'd drop in and kind of download some things of the day. It was a great day on the team. Finally getting in the groove, you know. Like today, we had a very focused work day, and we've started our sprint yesterday. And so we've got some very clear objectives, some very clear tasks that we are owning and pushing forward. And so, yeah, it's feeling really good. Some learnings is from the design perspective. Guess I could just kind of walk you through some of the flow that I've been doing. And basically, I don't know if you've ever heard of me talk about the UX plan. You might go back a few episodes. Basically, it's a written document that catalog. It's a project brief, but I think UX plan is a bit more descriptive in terms of like outlining and writing out the key scene. So like what is happening in the real world environment, and then clearly stating what needs to happen in correlation in a digital environment. So understanding that, and then having the time to just write those out in a very bulleted, linear fashion. In terms of, let's say, we are selling ice cream, and we are going to add a flavor and allow someone to make a purchase. And so the scene that we set might be some customer walks up to the point of sale system, and the teammate there responds and says, "Hey, how can I help you?" The customer says, "I like chocolate. Can I get a scoop of chocolate?" And so that person then goes to their point of sale system, starts the order, selects chocolate, and then starts the payment method. And so it's just kind of like outlining. So that's your like scenario, make purchase, right? And then outlining is basically thinking through those particular steps that are going to happen in the software part of that interaction. And so it's very bulleted, it's very high level, you know, customer service rep basically starts new order, and in starting the order, what happens next? It's display selection of ice cream, chooses chocolate, and then what does that look like? Produces order. Need to then either add more ice cream or ready to check out, and then check out, process card, print receipt, end of track. So it's like thinking through all those, and this bulleting out these steps is really helpful for the linear flow of the process. And then taking this document along with at the top of it, I basically have like a documentation section where it's like any sketch design folder files. I've got a link to Dropbox in there. I have a link to any other documentation. We use paper, so links to any other paper documents that are relevant. So maybe there's a scope doc, maybe there's some other discovery docs, and then there's a dev section to that documentation. So any Jira links to tickets can go in there. Also, we use Zeppelin for basically the handoff to dev. So I'm going to, you know, the project, going to provide a link in there as well. So there's like a documentation part of that as well. But this whole document really helps me as a designer focus on the pieces that I need to own. There's so many moving pieces, I feel like. And this is a very central way of documenting everything I need to know in one place, one-stop shopping. And it's very helpful, not only for me, but it's helpful to share with my teammates, with my product manager, as well. Also, any product owners or stakeholders can review this document. And as you outline all those core features and functions of this particular thing that you're trying to do, in paper, I think Google Docs does the exact same thing, but you can then, you know, have conversations around something very specific. So if you want to throw out a question, or you want to gain some clarity, you can highlight and annotate and comment on those areas. So it's also a great tool for collaboration, not just documentation. I will take that, and that will help me understand this, the user flow and what screens and what information needs to be on what step before I even get to pushing pixels, before I even get to opening up my sketch file. And so that's basically my day today. I was walking through that flow, sketching it out on a piece of paper, documenting it in as a process that I write out, and then opening up my design program and starting to put wireframes or high fidelity mockups together. If you have any questions about that, I'd love to have more of a conversation with you. Again, I'm producing this through the Anchor app. It's also going to be available in podcasts, wherever you listen to podcasts. But if you download the Anchor app and then favorite this station, Product Leadership, you will be able to have a conversation. I mean, we can actually, you can call in the station, you can leave a message, and I can add you to and respond. And other people can share in this dialogue, and we can have a great conversation. And so I just want to let you guys know, if you did not know, download Anchor, favorite Product Leadership podcast, and call in. Love to hear from you. Love to bring clarity around anything. Love to answer any questions you might have. Yeah, that was my Tuesday. It was just bang on. Loved it. It was very focused. It's rainy here in Dallas. So just the mood, it was that like rainy, solitude kind of day, just kind of really lent itself to deep work. Anyways, hope you had a fantastic, what are we on? Is this Tuesday already? It is Tuesday. Fantastic Tuesday. I hope you have a great evening, and call in the station. Love to hear from you. Later.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.